Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jumping off an hour or two here of Sports Talk. Good to have you aboard along with NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control. Fielding your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines. You heard Nick Saban tee off and unload on Texas A&M and Jimbo Fisher, saying they bought every member of their recruiting class. And Jimbo Fisher reacted today with some zeal. Let's just say that.
We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable. It really is. And it's a shame we have to sit up here and have this conversation about things we do. And it's personal to us. Yes, it is. It's personal to A&M. It's personal to our players. It's personal to our coaches and everybody involved. And I know the guy. Know him really well. It's amazing that we're allowed to do those things. It's really despicable. And I hate it. For our players who are coming here, who did things the right way, have done things the right way, and will continue to do things the right way, I apologize to you that people insult you publicly the way they're doing it. And our fans, I apologize to you guys for people saying those things about Texas A&M. But promise you this, there are no violations. There are nothing wrong.
He went on to say Jimbo Fisher did is that he's done with Nick Saban. Nick Saban tried to call him last night, won't take his call. How long do you think that lasts?
It lasts a while. These two guys, I'm telling you, both of them. Now, I know Jimbo a little bit better than I know Nick. But, man, Jimbo, man, he's hard-headed too now. And that's why they get along so well. They sort of have a lot of the same characteristics. They don't talk the same. It doesn't come out the same. But, boy, both of them got an edge to them. And you've seen Jimbo sort of also let the valves loose.
What I was disappointed by is nobody in the media said, you said go look in his past. Well, what would they find, Jimbo? That's what I would have asked. What would they find if we do go look in Nick Saban's past? What are we going to find? What could we see? Because the long truth of it is that Nick's been supposedly doing this stuff, but he's never left a trail. So how are you going to find it?
It's like no footprints left on the beach. And again, hey, listen, if you're shocked about what Nick said about paying athletes and all, come on, you've really not been paying attention. This has long been going on in college athletics and also college itself, not only for athletes.
Look at college basketball.
But also for students where, okay, the best and the brightest. And I've had people say, well, it didn't happen to my son, my daughter. Okay, I get it. It maybe didn't happen to you, but it's happened to others. Best and the brightest, they get recruited too, to certain industries, to certain places that are recruiting them. It's not called name, image, likeness. But, hey, listen, during the summer, you come work for us before you graduate. And then afterwards, we got a job for you. So, yeah, it's done a little differently, but it's the same. And so
I don't know that I see that the same.
Yeah, it's – Christian, if I'm paying two or three of the best and brightest
– are they on a full scholarship academically?
Well, if you're the best and the brightest, yeah, you got a full scholarship. Okay, if you're the best and the brightest, you got a full scholarship.
But now you're isolating it down to, okay, one specific school? If you're the best and the brightest – what does that mean? Like in the entire world that your industry?
Okay, let's say I'm in Austin, Texas, and now it has become the new Silicon Valley. Uh-huh. I mean, from an electronic standpoint, computer, everything else. and I see somebody at UT, you know, I see a couple of three or four kids that are really good, and I know they're good, you know, and I'm going to try to recruit them to my place, okay, as a sophomore. Hey, listen, come work here during the summertime, you know, and get you accumulated. You can make a few dollars, and we give you a few little things here and there. And then, you know, when it's over with, you come work for me. Look how good my company is. Look how good we're treating you. And it's long been going on. It's sort of the exact same way with name, image, likeness. You come to my school and you play football or basketball, I'm going to give you this. This is almost a little bit more hair-raising because long-term, you could stay at that company a lot longer than you could play NBA or NFL.
I still don't understand the comparison to a student coming out of college and
not,
being offered a job
out,
in the summer.
Not out of college, in college.
Even better. In college, working a summer job to name, image, and likeness. I think it's apples and oranges.
No, I think it's the same. Exact the same because you are trying to get the same result if you own that company. Just like if you run that school as a coach. It's the exact same thing. I'm trying to get the best and brightest to come work for me, just like if I'm Nick or Jimbo or Coach Kelly, I'm trying to get the most talented football player to come play for me.
But they're not in amateur athletics. This is amateur athletics. They're not governed by amateur athletics. They don't have the same opportunities through name, image, and likeness or anything else.
Well,
because I think it's part of the normal workforce.
Because
it's part of the normal process.
Okay, because you can't work if you're an athlete. You're out training.
But you're also getting paid for name, image, and likeness.
You are. So, okay. If you are a student, you getting paid to go do a little job for somebody with the promise, hey, when it's over with, you're going to come work for me full time. That's long going on. I'm not talking about just 10, 12 years.
No.
I'm talking about a good 40, 50 years.
Without a doubt.
Is in place, and it's sort of the exact same thing. They took this name, image, likeness, because look at the people who are involved with name, image, likeness today. They business people with ties to the school, the exact ties to that school. They have the blueprint. They've been doing it for years.
Yeah, I don't see it the way you do in terms of the connection to name, image, and likeness to a college student working at a company during the summers.
Is that name, image, likeness doing? If somebody's paying you, what are you doing for them?
You are endorsing their products.
You working for them.
Yeah. You're a spokesperson. You're not necessarily on the payroll, though. That's name, image, and likeness. You're just doing endorsements for them. You're endorsing a product. Just as I do Clear Claim Public Adjusters, I get paid for that, but I'm not on their payroll.
Okay, but if you are a company and you have somebody working for you, you're not doing a full-time job. Okay, you're doing a secondary or a third tier job. If you work in an electronic place or computer place, they're not giving you the top position. You sort of learning, okay? They're not giving you that top position.
Sure. Yeah.
So you are being trained to that position by doing something else. Name, image, likeness, who knows where this leads or what do you have to do for name, image, likeness to get paid? It just is not, okay, if I'm a lawyer, what is that lawyer going to – because what, a particular athlete says, y'all go to this law firm? Or I understand it more if you're getting a truck or a car out of it and they endorsing the car or the truck.
You want to know what my biggest concern is? How many of these kids, like, they get a truck or a car. They don't realize they're going to have to pay taxes on that.
Man, you paying on everything because I do know one thing. In the business world, they got that deal for you. They're not giving you that money.
No, you're going to pay taxes on it.
You're going to pay taxes. And I had this talk last summer with Coach O about it, and he was like, man, Mike, I've been stressing to all of them. Understand, if you're getting paid, you're going to have to pay taxes.
But see, now it's forcing college coaches and administrations to do stuff that they're not – they're not trained.
None of them are equipped for it.
Yeah. I mean, so Coach O, he's not a financial advisor.
Brian Kelly's
not a financial CPA.
Lane Kiffin's not one.
I mean, so that's the stuff that concerns me, is how many of these players are potentially going to make the money that would cause them to pay a lot of money in taxes? Are they putting their some money aside?
You better. And that is what the NCAA has come in and tried to give them talks and these, I guess, Zoom talks and everything else, or to have somebody come to the campus to explain to you that if you're getting that sort of money, remember, you got to pay taxes off
these
of it.
These kids are 19 and 20 years old. They think they're invisible. They don't understand the IRS, and they don't care. They think that that's just, look, but my 22-year-old son, thinks that I am the dumbest man on the planet because I try to tell him about the pitfalls, and he doesn't listen to him.
Okay, if somebody's got money, what do they fear the most? Not having it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, who can come knock at your door?
The IRS.
And say, hey, I want to see your taxes. Yeah. I see your taxes. Man, listen, if you want to make a really good businessman sweat, have him break loose them books and let him show him what your books show up.
Look, now, again, IRS makes everybody nervous.
Eventually, you are going to have athletes that did not pay attention to this, and somebody's going to say, hey, I got a W-2 that says you were paid by so-and-so.
Where's the taxes?
Where is our cut of this?
It's coming.
Or you can bank it. Now, it's early in the process, so it may not happen, you know, this year or next, but I guarantee you it is going to happen, and that is the one thing I think we all try to do with our children as they get older is explain to them the process of you're going to have to pay taxes, try to set up a retirement fund, because that's important for them because they don't understand tomorrow. When you're 19 and 20, I didn't understand
it
either.
The only reason why I understood it because I was in the military at that point.
Yeah, but when you're that young, and you're trying to get explained that, oh, listen, when you're going to be 60 or 65 years old, you know, you want money for the rest of your life, right? You want to put money away. And also in any type of investment, and anybody who's got money invested today understands what I'm saying, you better hold on to the roller coaster ride because you're going to get the pitfalls, you're going to get the highs, you're going to get the lows. But where stock markets react, they're looking for reactionary people who are willing to sell off stuff. It's not people a certain age that have held on to a portfolio or to a stock for 20 years. Them cats ain't cashing it in. It's younger people that, okay, I invested $10,000. Guess what? 2 weeks ago, I made $8,000 off of it. Now, all of a sudden, I've lost it. I'm going to cash in.
Listen, there's a long list. Andre Rison being one of them. Professional football players, grown adults, gone bankrupt.
Christian, I'm gonna tell you this because I've seen the stats on it. 70% of Powerball winners are bankrupt within 36 months. There ain't no school you go to that shows you how to handle money. Now you say, oh, it is so easy. You think about it, and they got a lot of people out there with their hands in your pockets.
A lot of these kids have never seen money.
Never like this.
Never.
Nothing.
This is Sports Talk. Jordy Collada, host of the Jordy Collada Show on YouTube, is next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Before we get to Jordy Collada, host of the Jordy Collada Show, I want to squeeze in Doris and Slidell. Go ahead. Doris has been patiently waiting on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines. Go ahead, Doris. You're on WWL.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. All right, Doris.
How y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm definitely a sports fanatic, but I've been listening to you all conversation on this topic every other day, seems like, as of late. I think everybody is focusing so much on what these kids, this is new to them. They haven't gotten, they haven't been paid this way. But there are many children in the world who are working kids that are getting paid. They're going to have to learn.
Yep.
There are actors.
Well, those, I had to learn, Doris. You had to learn.
Wait. Yes. But those child actors that you're referring to, Doris, their parents will take steps to get a financial advisor.
Give the money to the parents. Then the point is ultimately what I'm saying is that these children should be paid for their services.
I agree with you.
They're sacrificing more than actor and actresses in reference to their sacrifice and their bodies.
Doris, so, I agree with you. 2,000%.
So they can come up whatever reason under the sun why they couldn't get paid, but it's not justified unless you're saying that all children that perform.
Well, the United States Supreme Court says nobody can be prevented from making money off their name, image, and likeness. They voted 9-0, unanimously.
And children actresses, they're making money. People are showing their images, their name, everything, and they're being paid.
The
concern and warning is legit. Just find a way to teach the kids to help them with the adult concerns you all may have. But to simply say they should not be paid is comical.
Doris, I agree with you 1,000%. We grew up probably a little bit different, where maybe parents, grandparents, people around us said, "Hey, listen, when you're going to start making money, guess what? There is only one unforgiving individual in your world, and sometimes it ain't the parents. It's Uncle Sam. He want his money." So you have to understand that. And I think where we maybe have dropped the ball here, maybe as parents, grandparents, is trying to teach our kids that day is going to happen. And so you better get educated, because you're going to learn the hard way if you don't. We all became educated with it real quick when you get that first paycheck and you look at what they're taking out.
Jordy Collada joining us now, host of the Jordy Collada Show on YouTube. Jordy, you walked into just perfect timing, man, with this conversation. I'm sure you saw the feud between Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher. We're going to get to some LSU baseball in a minute, but, man, that was wild.
Man, Jordy making so much money, he got to have 4 or 5 accountants handle that money, right, Collada?
Not yet, Mike. I don't have that Detailier money.
Yeah, okay, yet. Okay. I knew that was coming.
A couple more years on a grind, and hopefully I'll catch up. But it's great to be with you fellas, man. And look, it is wild times in college football. I was so surprised to see Saban's comments last night. He's so calculated. He's so measured when he speaks to the media. He had to know, and there's no way that I would be convinced otherwise, that he knew that that comment was going to be wildfire as soon as he said it, not only about Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M, but about Deion Sanders and Jackson State. I think that, you know, he picked a fight with you know, Jimbo and a guy that knows him very well, and you know, a guy in Deion that I don't think you want to square up against him in college football, especially even a guy like Nick Saban from a PR standpoint. That's one that he may be an underdog. And, you know, Deion is really kind of, you know, carrying the torch for what he is doing and has been a great spokesperson for HBCU and brought a lot of attention and a lot of positive attention to that league and to that game. So I didn't understand what Saban was swinging there for. I thought he had nothing to gain there, and I thought that it showed that he's a little bit more
paranoid
than we've ever seen him. Yeah,
Jordy, I really think two things here. You and I have seen this from Nick before, that, man, something got under his skin. And, okay, and he's got that valve that goes off.
Absolutely. Mike, the first line of his comment.
Yes.
We finished second in recruiting. We finished behind Texas A&M.
Bingo.
The first line of the night. He told you what it was. He lost.
Okay, and the second thing is, when LSU won the national championship, did you hear him react that way? Because he knew it wasn't sustainable.
He also didn't have name, image, and likeness.
Still, I think even at that point, you know, did 4 years ago, he squawk about what was happening at Georgia. They were number one in recruiting.
Yeah, he was squawking also about the spread offense.
Oh, he squawk about any sort of change.
Sure.
But then he takes full advantage of whatever change happens. He adjusts. I think you caught him at a moment. He was upset. Yeah. And the valve went off with him. And I also think, Jordy, that his fear is like a lot of college coaches I've talked to in the SEC. Fear of that if A&M ever pieces this together,
that's right,
they're going to be on top of that Mount Everest for quite a while.
Mike, I think that's what it is, man. I think he looks at this situation. I thought earlier this week when he came out and was kind of stomping for parity, like, I kind of was laughing, like thinking, like, when? I mean, the college football playoff is the Alabama Invitational, man. What are you talking about? Parity as far as bringing it back to the game. I think he just wants the old model where, you know, he could beat everybody by playing a little bit under the table and winning with relationships and kind of finding the key figures and making sure that everybody was greased and everybody was paid. It was all kind of worked out. And I think, look, man, if you looked at Jimbo's reaction, Mike, you know this better than anybody. I think that he was stomping up to that microphone this morning and turned around with a look in his face like, I can't believe you broke the code, man.
Yep.
Because you know I know where all the bodies are buried, and you don't want me to start writing the book. And he wanted to a couple of times this morning, and he caught himself.
If you're a mob member and you testify in front of Congress about the mob.
Absolutely. How could you? How could you get in public and crucify me for my recruiting tactics when you're over there and you're the one that wrote the book? and I mean, like, Saban, let's be honest, he's the best coach in the game. He's
no
the best
question.
That's ever existed, but he's also the best cheater. I mean, you know, like, he's known how to massage it and make sure, just like Jimbo was trying, he wanted to say it so bad this morning that he's always formed the rules to fit his game. And that he's not doing it right now, and he sees that Texas A&M is bigger, faster, and doing it better than anybody out there, and if they get it right, nobody can catch up.
Jordy, would you be in favor if – I think you're in favor in general of the name, image, and likeness, correct?
Absolutely,
okay.
100%.
Would you be in favor – because the counter to that would be, okay, if you're making $600,000 to $700,000 off of name, image, and likeness, should you have to pay for your schooling and not get the scholarship?
Sure. And look, I think that it's all debatable, and there's a lot of people a lot smarter than me that needs to be figuring this stuff out. And I think that's what the biggest concern is at a lot of levels, is a lot of people think they have great ideas. A lot of people are talking about this out loud. But where are the people that are sitting down and really coming up with the strategy of how this is going to work? And I think when you look at how it is working right now, there's too many people that have come out and said that it's unsustainable. Right. I mean, like, everybody from Kirk Herbstreit to Nick Saban and everybody in between has talked about, if you continue down this road, you are going to crack the model and it may not be recoverable. So, I mean, it's it's crazy times for college football because, you know, like, you know, Christian, I think that all of those topics need to be put on a whiteboard, on a board that needs to be talked out. Aaron Murray was on our show this morning, former Georgia quarterback, host podcast, doing really good work with the Players Lounge, talked about, you know, he brought up relegation. And you know, like, he kind of brought it up in a sense of sarcasm, but said out loud, the days are so crazy right now that people need to be talking about out-of-the-box scenarios, whether you know, just isolate college football and put it on its own island and let it be governed and ruled by whoever they decide to put in place. But I think that everything's on the table. I think everything needs to be on the table. I mean, look at Jordan Addison today,
yep, mm-hmm,
committing to USC. I mean, that is a deal that has been done
for
weeks now. Pat Narduzzi said it publicly. I spoke to Lincoln Riley, and we had choice words. So, I mean, you know, it's look what it's created. Conflict between Narduzzi and Riley.
A lot of it.
Conflict between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban. I mean,
this is just the start.
Boiling to the public. That's right. That's right. It's just the formation of it.
Jordy, the other thing, too, is how this all got started is Mark Emmert was incompetent in his job.
Yeah.
And he stuck his head in the sand and said, there's no way that the Supreme Court is going to rule in favor of the players.
9-0, by the way.
And he got skunked on that. It's just
they
not
– laughed out of the room.
And basically, it wasn't just liberal judges and conservative judges. It was every judge. And so I think here we've had some incompetency in the NCAA and how it's run. And them, had they been able to turn loose the purse strings of money, this would not have occurred.
No, it is amazing to look at how deep Mark Emmert buried his head into the sand. And really and truly, Mike, you know him and knew him when he was at LSU.
Yep.
He had a great opportunity to write a long-lasting legacy. I mean, this is something that he was being briefed on as far back as 15 years ago, that this was going to be coming down the pipe. At some point with Ed O'Bannon, who was challenging that back in 1995, somebody's going to put together a model and enough, you know, brains and power and money behind this where it's gonna bust open. And when it does, whoever is there from an NCAA standpoint has an opportunity to really be, you know, forward-thinking and somebody that's lasting long. And Emmert has done the complete and total opposite. I mean, when you look at the amount of legal fees that came out last week was embarrassing for the organization. I mean, that is embarrassing to look at on paper as a public organization that you've got those types of funds, that amount going in that direction. At some point, nobody stood up and said, yo, before we spend another $100 million, Can we just say that we might need to figure this out? You know, we might need to get this right for our own sake, you know, just to maybe prove that we're working, you know, more than anything. So it is wild to look at an organization that's still handing out penalties to football and basketball programs all over the country. Meanwhile, they're busting at the seams and having, you know, presidents, you know, shipped away in the middle of the night.
Jordy, when we reached out to you yesterday, we were wanting to talk a little LSU baseball. We're out of time, though, so we'll do that down the road. Got the postseason, et cetera, in the SEC tournament.
And then, Jordy, man, we got to talk also about the great job Matt McMahon has done at LSU.
Yeah.
Jordy, that to me, if you'd have told me this 30 days ago, I would have never believed it. And what he's been able to piece together, I'd have never believed it.
Mike, we can't speak in hyperbole in our business, right? I mean, if we say it's the greatest thing that's ever happened, tomorrow something better is going to go down. But I can't think of anything that's comparable to what Matt McMahon has done over the last 7 weeks. I mean, that he's got 13 scholarship players in the boat, and not only are they 13 scholarship players, I mean, he is a top 25 preseason team. He should make a push at a tournament.
That's unreal. It's
unbelievable. He was on yesterday morning. He's a great conversation.
Jordy, where can folks watch your show?
We're on YouTube right now. We're on Twitter, and we're all over social media at Colada Show. We just inked a deal with WAFB, so we'll start to get on their platform as well. But right now, just a total digital product that you can find on YouTube. Easiest way to find it is on social media at Colada Show to catch us all over the place.
Jordy, it's good to talk to you, man.
Good talking to you, Jordy. Hey, good luck to you, buddy. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, fellas. Good to be here, man. Y'all keep it up.
All right, Jordy. We'll step away and come back. James and Jefferson, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
James and Jefferson, you're on Sports Talk here on our Oakenheart Jewelers Talk at Text Lines. Welcome back to Sports Talk.
Hey, guys. You know, you just had a rugby guy on.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so, you know, I've been to Ireland a couple of times, and my favorite sport, if you like rugby, you would love Gaelic football. And you got a guy, or we have a guy that's a punter.
Yes.
I think Kuiper rated him fifth. Overall,
yeah, I had him
sixth. Won't make the team because we got these good guys already, but
I think he can play in the NFL. I think he can. Yeah, I don't know about here because of Gillikin, but I think he can kick somewhere in the NFL.
Yeah, Mike, I saw him kick a 72-yard field goal in practice.
James, he's no small dude. He's a big guy, and it sounds like an explosion when he hits that ball when it comes off his leg. No, he's got some juice behind it. He's talented.
If you guys to have him come on before he gets cut, I'm just saying, you know.
Okay, I get you.
Talk about Gaelic football. I absolutely love Gaelic football.
Okay. Gaelic football?
Gaelic football.
Football. Explain that.
It's like a cross between rugby and football.
Yeah, it's sort of a combination of it. I tell you what, Christian and I, sometimes we get to do interviews with guys. If it was coach or somebody else, and we're going to try to grab him for that. That's a good idea, James. Thank you.
James, thanks for the phone call. We'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on Saints Radio, WWL. UNO opens the Southland Tournament with a W. Certainly good news for...
Yep, for the Privateers.
Mike DeChillier, Christian Garrick leading you up to first pitch and pregame coverage of LSU and Vanderbilt. Game one of the series tonight in Nashville. It's a pivotal one, Mike. We've talked about after the sweep to Ole Miss how big this series is with Vanderbilt. 7 o'clock first pitch, 6:30 pregame coverage on the LSU Sports Radio Network. And, Mike, they've got to get it done tonight, and they've got to get 2 out of 3. They just have to find a way. They cannot go if they win just one game in this series, they're at 15-15 in the conference. You can essentially forget about hosting a regional.
Yeah, and we've seen when this team has played good defense – and you don't have to be great at pitching, but solid. The bats are there, but, man, it got to come together. And this team is so mercurial. I mean, from week to week, you don't know what you're going to get out of LSU. And we said that from day one, that's just their MO. You could see it. It's part of their DNA this year, that the bats are there, but then, again, errors out in the field. The pitching, the starting pitching has been worse than matzah. Now, again, they do it by committee, and it has worked sometimes. Other times it hasn't worked at all. And Vandy's the type of team that, hey, bring it on. We're not going to make errors. We're going to pitch well. Hey, we'll play you 4-3. We'll play you 5-4. Hey, that's right up our alley. What they don't want to do is get into these – 9-8, 10-8 type games, because then it swings over to LSU because of the bats.
They don't have Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter anymore.
Nope.
They don't have those kind of pitchers. They don't have those two. And look, those two were rare. they were something special.
On one team?
Yeah.
Man, that's unbelievable.
However, one thing you can count on with Vanderbilt, as Mike just said, they're not going to beat themselves. They're just not.
They're
right now, they are, Mike, they are where Ole Miss was last weekend headed into the series with LSU. They're ascending a little bit, playing much better baseball the last week or so. So it's a team that's dangerous. They're dangerous. Don't get fooled by their conference record.
The other thing, too, is they've walked down that baseball aisle. God, we've been through this.
Back-to-back national champs.
Come on, we've been through all this before. And, okay, baseball more than any other sport. You see the ups and downs all year long with a team. But, you know, where you want to get the up is late in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And be healthy. And when it gets warm, you know, the pitching gets a little bit better. And the hitting, not maybe quite as much. And that's right up Vanderbilt's alley. That's what they want. They want to play kind of small ball with you.
Watch them run the bases tonight. They are going to run and then run and then run.
They challenge you from a pitching standpoint, catching standpoint. Yep. They challenge you. Make that throw.
Yeah, and this is where LSU, this is something that they've been good at. Jay Johnson's been good at this year, slowing the game down. They're gonna slow the game down. You know, Jay Johnson gets a lot of criticism for mound visits, taking timeouts offensively. He's gonna do that. He's gonna slow the game down, slow the momentum down, especially tonight and especially this weekend in three games against Vanderbilt.
Yeah, no question about it. And just hope that again defensively you can play well enough to keep it close late. That a swing and a bat can be the difference.
Yeah, Mike. Thanks again, man.
All right, brother.
It's a wrap for you. 30 more minutes to go here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.